Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's famous favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. How are you, Mary?
I'm very well, Jonathan, but I don't think I'm as well as you are this morning.
That's true. That's true. You'd think I'd know those words by now. Well, we have a couple of Cabernet Sauvignon-based wines to review, which is always a pleasure. Ladies first, as always, on Word on Wine.
And mine is not just Cabernet Sauvignon-based. It is Cabernet Sauvignon. This is the 2011 Murphy Good Cabernet Sauvignon from California. This is sort of a mass market wine. It's been in the area for a long time, but they've sort of redone some rebranding. I think they've brought their price points down slightly. I used to be a big fan, you'll not believe this, but I used to be a big fan of their Liar's Dice Zinfandel. It was a Zin blend. It packed a lot of punch and it was but still had some elegance to it. And I saw that one in the store and I was going to buy it, but it was 15.5% alcohol, which just seemed like just too much. So the cab is 13.5% alcohol, and it had a lot of the characteristics that I used to like from this wine. It was full of fruit. You know, it's not the most elegant thing that you'll find, but I thought for $15, it had a lot of class to it. Not too rough around the edges, just a really nice drinkable midweek cab.
Excellent. My wine was a little bit more expensive, but not much. It was about $5 more. So this was a $20 bottle of Bordeaux. It was the 2009 Chateau Grésac, G-R-E-Y-S-A-C. And this is a relatively new property. The story is great. Apparently, the Baron François de Gunzburg and several of his friends visited this particular property in 1973 and liked it so much, they decided to buy it.
I've often had that feeling.
Me too. I wish I had the pockets. Well, the funny thing is, this is a relatively new property making wine since the 1980s for these people, and they are making a Bordeaux that feels like they've been in the business for 300 years. This is a classic Bordeaux, fruit backward, as I like to say, all about structure, all about full body, as it is from Médoc. It is mostly on the left side of the Gironde, and so we're talking about mostly Cabernet Sauvignon, but of course blended. If you're looking for a good classic Bordeaux, very nicely made at a reasonable price point. This is excellent. We had it at dinner at Corner BYOB, and we were not disappointed. It was really delightful.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Excellent. Chateau Grésac. So, some nice options with the Great King Cabernet. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.